participants, I would like to invite Pastor Norm Kadir to give us a talk.
Blessed morning to you all. At the start, I would like to, on behalf of the Metropolitan Bible Church family and friends, offer our deepest condolences to you, the family, and the departure of our sister Gladys, who is now with the Lord. My wife, Monique, and I are hospital visitation chaplains for the Metropolitan Bible Church. And we have the privilege of meeting many wonderful people. And on October 28th of this year, my wife and I met for the first time Gladys at the Ottawa General Hospital. And I always remember we were greeted with a beautiful, warm smile. And after introducing ourselves, it was obvious that there was a spiritual connection. From that first visit, there was a very special friendship, a closeness of a relationship that comes automatically when brothers and sisters in Christ meet. We were quickly engaged in sharing the Word of God. Gladys shared the pain she was experiencing, and even with that, she shared the joy that she had in the Lord. It amazes me when I see people in pain and yet show concern for others. She would ask us how we were and was always showing gladness when we entered the room. Gladys showed a lot of self-control and a brave woman she was indeed. Her love for Jesus was very evident. And that also reflected in her love and her concern for her husband and children and her whole family. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." That is what I saw in Gladys, a peace of God that can only show when one puts his or her trust in Jesus. In those 7 short visits at her bedside, we shared scripture together, we had communion together, and we prayed together. Those very special moments that Monique and I will cherish these for a long, long time. Gladys was also known by many of the Met, and it was obvious that they all shared the same love for her. She was a strong Christian, a follower of the Lord, and a good example to many of them. And I read from Isaiah 25:8, which says, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." Revelation 7:17 says, "For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." And again in Revelation 21:4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." By the word of God, we can rejoice that Gladys is there now. Like the Apostle Paul says, as he wrote, "We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord." We cannot hide the fact that there is pain. Pain from seeing a loved one die. But in our suffering, we can live on the hope of Jesus, which he promised. And he says in John 14:2-3, In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. There where I am, there you may be also. And Gladys believed that. And I would like to read you one more Bible reading here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I find this chapter quite moving, actually, and it represents not only what Paul wrote back then, but it's very, very relevant to today. And Paul says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, that those who are asleep, that you may not grieve, as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Nabil, Danielle, Joseph, family and friends, I encourage you to share and comfort each other with God's love and compassion he has for all of you. Trust in the Lord of mercy, the God of mercy, as Gladys did, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you.